Winters went to each man and in a whisper assigned a target, either the rifleman or the machine gun crew. Winters whispered to Christensen to set up his 30-caliber machine gun and concentrate on the German MG-42. Behind Christensen, Sergeant Muck and PFC Alex Pankala set up their 60-millimeter mortar. Stepping back, Winters gave the order, "Ready, aim, fire," in a low, calm, firing range voice. 12 rifles barked simultaneously. All 7 German riflemen fell. Christensen's machine gun opened up. He was using tracers, and he could see he was shooting too high. But as he depressed his fire, Muck and Pankala dropped a mortar round smack on the German machine gun. Sergeant Boyle was astounded at the heavy, accurate fire that we delivered at the enemy. He later told Lipton he thought it was the best shooting he had ever seen. The patrol began to receive some light rifle fire from across the road running from the dike to the ferry. Winters pulled it back from the ditch for about 200 meters to a place where the ditch connected with another that ran perpendicular to it from the dike to the river. Out of range of the Germans, he got on Boyle's radio and called back to Lieutenant Welsh. "Set up the balance of the 1st platoon," he ordered, "and the section of light machine guns from HQ Company attached to E Company." As the patrol waited for the reinforcements, Sergeant William Dukeman stood up to shout at the men to spread out. As Gordon Carson, who recalled the incident, remarked, "The men will congregate in a minute." 3 Germans, hiding in a culvert that ran under the road, fired a rifle grenade. Dukeman gave a sigh and slumped forward. He was the only man hit. A chunk of steel went in his shoulder blade and came out through his heart, killing him. The survivors opened up with their rifles on the Germans in the culvert and killed them in return. While waiting for the remainder of the platoon to come forward, Winters went out into the field between the 2 lines to be alone and to think things through. 3 facts struck him. The enemy was behind a good solid roadway embankment, while his men were in a shallow ditch with no safe route for withdrawal. The enemy was in a good position to outflank the patrol to the right and catch it in the open field. There was nothing south of the bank to stop the Germans from moving down the road unmolested to the 2nd Battalion CP at Hemmen. Under the circumstances, he decided he had no choice but to attack. It was now full daylight. Returning to the patrol, he found that the reinforcements had arrived. Now he had some 30 men. He called Lieutenants Frank Reese and Thomas Peacock and Sergeant Floyd Talbert together and gave his orders.